Everyone on Beale Street came out to see you. You know there were pimps, hustlers, husbands, and wives. Women, 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 you know. Women, old and young, young and old, all came to say farewell.
Oh. extremely happy to be here with this guy and this man. A very fortunate person.
This verse is a good one. Well, I guess we should be talking more. But we don't have much time up here, so. This is a song I wrote about my hometown of Danny, California. And I wrote it about your hometown of Lubbock, Texas, and your hometown of Dripping Springs, Texas, and your hometown of somewhere in Texas, and your hometown of Portland, Oregon, and I wrote it all about your hometown, too. Go to that bit.
I was gonna go for you. And all that time until a couple of years ago, we never played music together. He was just lucky, you know. But we started doing some acoustic shows together, and it was about midway through the first song out in Denton, Texas, and I realized we should make a record together, and so we did. It's named after our hometowns. It's called Galley to Lubbock. And we did a couple songs off the record. We're going to do a couple more right now. This first one is an old folk song from New Mexico that I wrote. Somebody's going to write this old folk song again. There's an old story in New Mexico about the night Billy the Kid met Geronimo in a Lordsburg bar. They spoke their mind. One hand down the pistols in cold blood in their eyes. Billy Kid said to Geronimo, my mother got young and left me all alone. So I grew up wild, my gun, my best friend. Thank you. you very much.
You know, Jimmy Dale and I, besides knowing each other for 30-some years, little did we know that when we were young and not quite as good-looking as we are now, we used to hang out. He was a little older, but we used to hang out at this place in Los Angeles called the Ashgrove, which was like a folk blues club where you could see Big Joe Turner, T-Bone Walker, people like that who don't register a bell over here at all. But my brother Phil and I, we were little kids and Jimmy Dale was a little older. We never knew. We were there at roughly the same time. And Phil and I got to be friends with Big Joe, T-Bone, of course, and the king of cool himself, Mr. Lightning Hopkins. And then Jimmy Dale tells me that...
Well, I was very, very young, but I did have a wife and a baby already, and he says it's the Texas way, but the Lubbock way, yeah. But we were hanging out in Los Angeles, and I got to be friends with Lightning Hopkins. And I don't know if you know about Lightning Hopkins, but if you don't, you should find out about it. And he, Lightning, I got to be friends there at the Ashgrove. He's from Houston, Texas. I never saw him in Texas, but I hung out with him a lot in California. And so the first night that Dave and I were playing together, we discovered we had this common ground of a whole bunch of old music that we both already knew, and one of the main things we had in common was Lightning Hopkins music. So there's an old song by Lightning Hopkins that I took and changed. I kind of put it into the style of Elmore James, but it's a Lightning Hopkins song, and it's on our record.
We had to do a Lightning song, so here it is.
Yeah.
folk blues, a titan of Texas tunes. We should do another song written by a titan of Texas tunage. We should do a Butch Hancock number. And it's always better in tune. We'll figure that out. Or at least close. born by the river. It was paved with cement. I was born by the river.
Oh,
Now I have to say, not all Americans agree.